With SRN News, I'm Michael Harrington in Washington. The U.S. launched airstrikes on three Iranian nuclear sites yesterday. At the Pentagon this morning, Joint Chiefs Chairman General Dan Kane offered an initial assessment.
Final battle damage will take some time, but initial battle damage assessments indicate that all three sites sustained extremely severe damage and destruction.
Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth says now is the time for the Iranian regime to embrace peace.
As President Trump has stated, the United States does not seek war. But let me be clear, we will act swiftly and decisively when our people, our partners, or our interests are threatened. Iran should listen to the President of the United States and know that he means it, every word.
The Pentagon says the goal of the mission is not regime change. Meanwhile, President Trump's job approval seems to be in the eye of the beholder.
Friday's Real Clear Politics average of 13 high-profile polls has President Trump's job approval at 46.4%. Drilling down, his mark is almost a full percentage point higher than his two-term predecessors, Presidents Obama and Bush, on a same-day comparison. Also, within Mr. Trump's numbers are three polls which indicate a significant approval above 50%, according to Rasmussen, Insider Advantage, and RMG Research. Three other polls have Mr. Trump near the break-even point within a 5% margin of error. George Williams reporting.
Medical authorities are issuing some new guidance on diet. Everybody needs protein, they say. It's vital for growth and maintenance of your muscles. But how much you need depends on your age, weight, and other nutritional factors, and increasing your amount of protein isn't necessarily the thing to do. There's a lot of protein-rich foods being pushed at consumers now. Experts say if you're eating enough, you're probably getting enough protein anyway. This is SRN News. Abortion funding across the U.S. is drying up 3 years after the Supreme Court overturned Roe v. Wade. An initial surge of donations has subsided, scores of clinics have closed, and abortion advocates predict that federal policy changes will result in more shutting down. On the other hand, a majority of abortions in the U.S. are now carried out using pills, and abortion groups are working hard to provide them to women, especially in pro-life states. Whether that practice is actually legal is a question that is currently before the courts. A feminist legal organization is warning parents that Roblox, a popular online gaming platform marketed to children as young as five, may be putting kids at risk of sexual exploitation. The group A Case for Women points out that Roblox has been accused of lackluster safety protocols when it comes to protecting users. Mounting lawsuits have accused Roblox of leaving a, quote, unlocked door that predators have been able to exploit. This is SRN News. A deadly hot air balloon crash in Brazil.
Eight people are dead, 13 injured, after a hot air balloon tumbled from the sky in southern Brazil. Video shows billows of smoke coming from the balloon in flames as it plummets toward the ground in Praia Grande in the state of Santa Catarina Saturday morning. The military fire brigade says 21 people were on board, including the pilot. Praia Grande is a common destination for hot air ballooning. The governor of Santa Catarina State said in a video on X that we are mourning and to do as much as possible to rescue. I'm Donna Water.
Today is Sunday, June the 22nd, and some notable people are celebrating a birthday today, including iconic newsman Brit Hume, 82 years old today. Actor Klaus Mira Brandar is also 82. Actress Lindsay Wagner turned 76 today. This is SRN News.